Chapter 1, Ragtaggin' Assembly. So, we are starting in the nation of Londe. This chapter, or I should say this session, our players will be in a town, or not town, but a village. A small village known as Deercrest. It houses no more than 20 small huts and buildings. And the only thing within this small town of Deercrest is a tavern for travelers to occasionally drink and rest at while they're on their travels. So basically, this Deercrest village, it is a small village along the outskirts of the main roads leading to a major city known as New Tempest. So many travelers traveling from New Tempest or to New Tempest occasionally will stop in Deercrest for a drink or two or for a night's rest. So our players, again, will be starting in Deercrest. And we'll start the scene in the tavern of Deercrest. So within the tavern here, there are no windows. It's a fairly darkened area within the tavern. It's a two-story tavern. On the bottom floor, you have what's the pub, the kitchen area that the pub owner or the tavern keeper will bring the drinks out to. On the second floor, you have the rooms where people stay. And along the first floor, you have a couple tables and a nice fire pit that is lit with several lanterns all around. It is now about sunset, so it's getting dark out, and travelers are now making their way into this tavern for the night. So we'll start with Damien. Damien, as you're sitting,
She was first, wasn't she?
No, we're not doing the...
Oh,
I was going to say it's not Damien, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Desiree. We're not starting with Damien. We're starting with Desiree.
Know your pronouns.
Oh, my bad.
Obviously, she's a woman.
We will start with...
Obviously. That's what I was thinking of.
So, Desiree, as you sit within the first floor of the tavern, Desiree... Are you sitting alone at a table having a drink to yourself, or what are you doing?
I'm hanging out.
Hanging out? You're on your travels, so...
I bitch about my life every time they give me another drink, like they care.
All right, well, Desiree, as you're at a table by yourself, as you look around the tavern, you see there are very few people around. You see two humans to the far corner of the first floor, not too far from you. They seem to be conversing. They both look fairly young. They're both humans. You see that they have, like, scholarly robes. So your assumption is they're probably traveling to or from New Tempest, which is the city of Wind, which is also known for its universities and the institutions. So your guess is they're probably students from New Tempest. You also spot a half-orc who is very poorly dressed. He's got some tools in a bag at his side. He's sitting. He's also drinking a beer not too far from you. Actually, he's fairly behind you in another table. And other than those three, you also notice the tavern keep. He goes by the name of Marvin. As you're drinking whatever you're drinking.
Scotch neat.
Scotch neat, okay. Marvin steps up. The tavern keep comes up to Desiree. And he looks down. Ah, yes, ma'am. So, how is your scotch? Is everything doing fine for you this fine evening?
Scotch is probably the best part of my night. I ran out of my own house by my godforsaken fucking mother-in-law, who won't stop calling me a ladyboy in front of my goddamn kids.
My goodness, how many children do you have?
Two.
Two?
Boy and a girl.
A boy and a girl? How old?
6 and 9. I mean, they don't need to know where they get the fucking food from. She just tells on my business. It pisses me off.
So, are you from a neighboring town? Are you from Londe? So, what brings you here? You just traveling on work?
I gotta get the fuck out of there. I mean, I was gonna leave anyway, but I just, literally, I cannot even be in the same space with her. My wife's all like, she's a widow, she's this, she's that. It's like, I leave my wife alone for weeks at a fucking time and she's fine. And this bitch can't figure it out. She's twice your age. She doesn't know it by now. I don't want to fucking tell her.
Marvin kind of looks a bit confused, but he's not one to judge. He goes, well, is there anything food-wise I can offer you? Or are you hungry to help out?
No, not at all. Just keep these scotches coming. I'll keep you paid.
Oh, perfect. Well, that's more than enough. Enjoy your stay with us, man. As he's speaking, another character stumbles into the tavern. We'll go ahead and say that it is our mighty, monstrous cat person, Nomu. So, Nomu stumbles in the tavern. So, how's Nomu looking? What's Nomu doing? Or how's he look as he comes in?
Nomu pushes his way into the tavern, has to duck his head because he's too tall. And he looks around. His leather armor and brown cloak's kind of worn for wear. Looks around for the barkeep.
As soon as Nomu's looking around, Marvin, the tavern keep, looks over. Ah, welcome, my friend. Welcome. Are you here for a drink? Here for a room? What can I do for you?
Yes. A drink would be fine. I'll take a bowl of milk and maybe a leg of mutton.
A bowl of milk and a leg of mutton? Yes. Very well. That I can do. And would you need a... Do you require a room, sir?
Yes, please. I'm also looking for work. Do you know where I can find such a thing?
Oh, well, there is... the village of Deercrest isn't very large, as you can tell. Not very many work comes through here. However, I can ask around and see what the locals may think. But please, have a seat. I'll bring you some mutton and a bowl of milk.
And a bowl of milk, yes.
Would you like that to be skim milk, 2%? Or don't whole? Insult me. I'm just asking. I don't know.
Goat milk would be fine. I'll go sit right there next to the water.
Okay, very well, very well. As Nomu goes over towards the table, he notices a half-orc sitting across from him, looks his way. The half-orc has fairly tan-colored skin. He's about 5'6", so he's not too tall of a half-orc. Very hairy, he has large beard and shaggy hair, long shaggy hair, and two large tusks coming out from his mouth. The half-orc looks over at Nomu as he sits down, and the half-orc raises his giant mug.
Oh, welcome, friend.
All right, thank you, stranger. And who are you?
The half-orc stands up.
Oh, I'm kind of half-drunk a little bit. But let me come to you real quick.
So as this half-orc walks over towards Nomu, enter in an Ediar.
Ediar steps into the tavern. He takes a look around, sees a few guests, and walks up to the barkeep. A hot meal and a glass of water, please.
Barkeep Marvin looks over at Ediar. Oh, yeah. Very well, sir. Please have a seat and I will bring it to you. So, just a hot meal. Any preference?
Cheapest meal you have.
Cheapest meal you have? Very well. Please have a seat. I'll bring something out for you.
Ediar looks around, sees a few tables, decides to go to the table with the half-orc.
Right, come over, there's plenty of room for you.
The half-orc looks over at Ediar as he sits down next to Nomu. The half-orc looks at both of you, then he looks around the room.
Pretty light crowd tonight, don't you guys think?
Yes, just wanted to sit down, get a nice good meal. Wondered what you two were discussing about.
Oh, we just met. I just saw this guy walk in. By the way, guys, my name's Zuggy. I'm a carpenter around these areas. You know, it's fine, work for a living, don't make much. But if you need a good carpenter, just call Zuggy.
Carpenter, do you hunt monster?
No, my friend, I don't do monsters.
Oh. Well, strangers, I am Nomu. Of course, the place I come from. They call me Nomu the Monstrous.
The Monstrous? Why Monstrous?
It was just a nickname that was given to me.
I mean, you're a pretty tall pussycat. Is that why they call you Monstrous?
I do not know. All I did was catch a monster.
You know, most cat people I see are more slim than you. You're actually pretty damn tall.
I hit the bench.
What about you, friend?
My name's Ediar Dasane. I just traveling to town, going through towns to towns, looking for...
Damn it. You got it?
Changing my voice. Looking for work.
You should slow down on that food.
You said you were a carpenter.
Yes.
Do you know of any other jobs around the city they might have?
Well, as far as cities, the closest one is probably going to be Stratham or New Tempest. You'll probably find more work in Stratham more so than New Tempest. I wouldn't go to New Tempest. There's a bunch of rich, snotty people up there, you know, the universities and stuff. But if you're looking for a decent job, Stratham. Probably find something there. What kind of work do you do?
I work in a little bit of medicine, as well as physical labor. Anything I can really get my hands on that's by the book, at least.
I'll pay you to kill my mother-in-law.
Oh! Zuggy looks over behind his shoulder and sees Desiree.
Hey, friend, you look like you're bored and alone. Why don't you join us over here? Just a bunch of travelers having a good time, you know, before the night ends. Come have a little discussion with us. Couple drinks. Good old Zuggy got some pepper jack cheese for you.
Zuggy looks over at Eddie Aw and Nomu.
Oh, yeah. Pepper jack cheese, I love it. My mom used to make it for me all the time as a child. It's the best goddamn thing you ever have. This is homemade by Mommy Zuggy. Come on over, I'll share some of the pepper jack cheese. I'm telling you, it's really good. Eat it with some fine crackers, the types of the elf people always eat on the, you know, the nice fancy crackers. You know, Eddie, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, common food around my house.
Common food? Well, you got nice elven crackers? You don't look elven to me. Can you afford that kind of stuff?
We used to. Not anymore.
Oh, you're falling on hard times, I see. That's okay. Have some of Zuggy's pepper jack cheese. Come on over. What's your name?
Desiree. If this is what we call a fun night, for fuck's sake.
Whoa, come on now, Desiree. We just met each other and we're in the middle of this village in the middle of nowhere. We gotta make the best of it, you know?
Yeah, sure, Cheesy. So you say you make medicine? Do you think you can make a poison? Something an old lady would like, you know, like to drink or put in a stew or something?
That sounds dangerous. Who are you trying to kill, girl?
Can you keep your fucking voice down, please?
Oh my goodness.
I try to keep my hands out of dirty work. I'm trying to keep it straight and narrow.
Who said anything about dirty? I mean, I'll do all that. I just, just curious. Do you dabble anything, you know, experimental? Trying new things? Mixing stuff up?
Question. Unfortunately, I'm not able to provide any poisons. I really just want to help people myself. I can do some medicine work. If you need some help, any medical attention, I can come myself. But I'm not able to just hand over poison.
Every man has a price.
Oh, every man also has a poison. I can probably provide you a poison if that's what you're looking for. After you eat Zuggy's pepper jack cheese, it always gives me the bubble guts.
She does have IBS.
You know what the bubble guts is? It's when you get that rumbling in your tummy, and you think you're about to fart, but you let out a shart. Happens to me all the damn time.
I don't recall having that kind of problem. What is my milk?
It is definitely a poison, friend. But anyways,
as you guys are conversing, another unfortunate individual stumbles into this tavern in Deercrest. Enter Asundra the Wood Elf.
Alright, Asundra comes into the tavern. She's looking around. She's got a bow on her back. She's dressed more like a ranger, but she's looking around. She sees a large group of people sitting at a table. She isn't quite into that, so she's going to go ahead and go to the table by herself.
All right.
Y'all wild.
So, as Isundra takes a seat, Marvin comes back out with a bowl of milk and also the mutton for Nomu. And as he's placing it down on the table where Nomu's at, he looks over at Isundra and he goes, "Oh, I'll be with you in a moment, ma'am. And I'll be right back with your warm meal and your water." So Marvin goes back into the kitchen. At that point, everyone, if you were to look around, you will see that there's, again, the two scholars, or they look like scholars. They're still talking to themselves in the corner, having a drink. They don't seem to be really paying attention to the large group that's forming at this table. But as Zuggy talks about his pepper jack cheese and his bubble guts, he looks over.
Oh, you! Yes, you! He's pointing over at Isundra. Hey, come join us. Come. The other two in the corner, they don't seem like they want to talk, but come. Come join us. What's your name?
It's okay. I don't interrupt. So.
You're not interrupting anything. I'm just talking about good old Zuggy's pepper jack cheese. Would you like some pepper jack cheese? I'm Zuggy, by the way. I'm a carpenter around these areas. You look frazzled. Are you all right?
I really don't want to interrupt you guys. So.
This table needs a little more estrogen, please.
Okay.
Oh, yes, yes.
Zuggy looks around.
Oh, look at this. This is quite the group. We have Eddie Aw, Dasani. Dasani. Nomu the Monstrous. Desiree, right? Desiree. And what's your name, ma'am?
My name is Isundra.
And where are you from?
Don't really have a home. I'm wondering. I'm looking for New Tempest Town. Do you know it?
Oh, the city of New Tempest. Yes, yes, it's fairly close to here. Probably another day's worth of travel. To the northwest, yes. So what do you do for a living?
I am currently just traveling around. I am looking for information and trying to learn about the world a little bit more.
Oh, I see. Nothing wrong with that. I want to be... New Tempest is the best place to go for that. I mean, it's known for the scholars there, so they'll definitely be able to teach you new things, that's for sure. I wouldn't say don't get too friendly with the nobles there, though. They're a bunch of dicks. Assholes.
I've heard that's true.
It is true. Desiree would probably know, right? You're around from this area, right?
Yeah, I know the city you're in. Hard as fuck to keep a wig on out there, but you know. Made some connections that way.
Zoki looks around. Well, as you guys continue to converse, Marvin comes back out with Eddie's food, places it down in a glass of water. Man, what can I get for you? Is there anything I can get food-wise? We have all types of alcohol, food.
Just a stew and some water.
Stew and some water, very well. I'll be right back. So Marvin leaves yet again. And at this point, Zuggy looks around. So when he reaches down to his satchel, pulls out a large block of pepper jack cheese. He also then pulls out a nice little knife and a fork. And he begins to cut slices within the cheese.
That's a big block of cheese.
Oh, yes. It's Zuggy's pepper jack cheese. Oh. Recipes from Mama. Who's Mama Zuggy? Zuggy. I'm Zuggy.
Oh.
The carpenter. My mom used to make me pepper jack cheese as a child. It's amazing. I just want you guys to try it, too. And it's not poisonous, I promise. Look. Cuts a slice. He eats it real quick. As he's eating it, you see the cheese gets stuck within his tusks. He's Oh, this is good. And if I get the bubble guts, forgive me. But this is real good stuff, you know. Here, try some of this, Eddie. Tell them what you think.
He gives you some of that pepper jack cheese.
Eddie takes a slice of the cheese, looks around at the table, tries a bite. Yes, this is just like the pepper jack cheese we have. We used to have back home. Hi, why don't you try some?
Nomu looks at the cheese and starts lapping up his milk, shaking the table. Brutally.
Take a couple chunks.
Oh, okay, very well.
Gives Desiree some chunks of cheese.
What about you, Asundra?
This is a really weird group of people, but same thing, I guess.
Don't need to be rude about it.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were perfect. Good to see we invited you.
All right, try some of this cheese.
Thank you.
So as you're all trying the cheese out, you notice that Marvin comes back out. He provides Asundra with her water and her stew. And as you guys are conversing, quite a bit, you know, 30 minutes go by, and you notice the two scholars, they begin to stumble about. They're fairly drunk. And if you guys look around, no one else has entered the tavern since. It's fairly late now. Mm-hmm. The sun has set. The village is extremely quiet and peaceful. There's not much going on. If you were to step outside, you'd probably only hear crickets. Again, it's in the outskirts of one of the main roads, so it's kind of in the middle of almost nowhere. So Marvin comes back out as the two scholars seem to be moving past you guys, going up the stairs to the second floor to where the rooms are in the tavern. So as they stumble up the stairs, you see they're laughing, having a good time. And soon enough, it's just the four of you and Zuggy within the first floor of the tavern. Marvin, the tavern keep, comes back out.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to call for any last rounds of alcohol or food. I'll be closing up shop fairly soon. It seems like there's no other travelers coming anytime soon, so I'm going to go return to my quarters for now. Lock up shop. So is there anything else I can get you before I close up?
More ale.
Oh, more ale? Okay. Yeah.
Nothing for me, thank you.
Not, I'm good.
No more milk for you, Sir Kitty.
No, I think I'm good.
Okay.
And you? That's adorable. How much scotch you got left in the bottle?
You've drank two bottles already, Desiree.
Did I ask you that?
No. Oh, I'll get you another bottle. It will be on your charge in the morning.
So he goes and grabs another bottle, provides it for Desiree.
Very well, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I will be in the back in my own quarters, so if anyone else comes in while you're still conversing here, just tell them to knock on my door. It's up near the kitchen, near the back. All right, well, I hope you all have a wonderful night.
Ah, yes, you too.
I will see you in the morning.
Thank you, sir.
Good night.
So So Marvin goes back towards the kitchen where there's another hallway leading to his room. And he shuts his door after providing you with another bottle of scotch. And at this point, Zuggy, he's leaning back in his chair.
Damn, guys. Almost ate all the pepperjack cheese.
And y'all hear a slight rumble from his stomach.
Uh-oh. Oh! Crap! I ate too much. Doesn't go well with the booze. I feel the bubble guts coming. I think I'm gonna... Oh, I have to go use the restroom.
All of a sudden, you guys hear a large, bubbly fart come from his backside.
Oh!
Because that's really nasty. I think we should go to bed, so...
I think I should go. It was very nice to meet you all. Again, if you ever need a carpenter, I'm in the area. Again, name's Zuggy. Just remember, Zuggy's pepper jack cheese. I should make that a business. You know. Well, I hope you all don't get the bubble guts anytime soon, because I think there's only one restroom in this tavern. Oh. And I'm gonna go, I gotta go.
So you see this half-orc quickly gets up, and as he's getting up, he places one of his large hands up on his rear as he's walking, and he farts again.
Oh, you hear that? Oh, that's kind of wet.
He rushes towards the restrooms on the first floor, and he slams the door shut.
Nasty as hell.
So now it's just the four of you. Nothing else is going on. Again, no one else has entered the tavern. It's fairly quiet. Y'all have a key. We're providing a key for your own rooms for upstairs. Y'all have individual rooms. No one's sharing a room. So at this point, what do y'all do? Conversing still, or what's... Zuggy's in the bathroom. He's probably not coming back out for another 30 minutes.
Well, as soon as he get out of there, I'm pretty sure nobody should go in there. I'm pretty much going to turn in for tonight.
I think I'll do the same. The cheese was pretty good, though, you have to admit.
I haven't tried it.
Clay. You two over there. Too good for our table. Come here.
No, they left. Oh. They left. Right? The scholars?
Yeah, they're gone. They went upstairs. She's drunk, though.
Yeah, you're just trying to lie in my face?
She saw her after image.
Come here.
No, I'm sorry. I did not mean to offend you, so...
Oh, man.
I'm
gonna...
Shh.
I'm going to my room.
Okay.
Do you need some help upstairs, Mel?
No, I needed help poisoning my mother-in-law and you shit in my face. So, good night.
So, I'm assuming Desiree's going upstairs to her room?
Yeah.
All right.
Stumble.
So, yeah. She stumbles up the stairs going to her room. Desiree has issues going up. However,
yes.
My stiletto falls off on the stairs. Oh, no. Just one.
That's a pretty tall woman, don't you think?
I'm not entirely sure if that was a woman.
That's a bit rude, don't you think so?
I'll call it as I see it.
She was quite pretty. I don't know what you're talking about, so.
Our group of people are amazing. I never met such group on my travels.
You're a kitten, right? A kitten?
A tabaxi, yes.
So, kitten, can I pet you?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Oh! Ah, it's nice.
Can I pet your belly?
No. No one should touch the bhakti belly. I'm going upstairs.
He rushes upstairs.
All right. Trips over Desiree.
Yes. Yeah, so, Desiree's eventually, as Nomu rushes up the stairs, he passes Desiree, who seems to still be stumbling to her room. But you're both able to get to your room fairly quickly. At this point, though, however, once Nomu and Desiree have made it to their rooms, Ediar and Isundra, you notice at the main doors, someone steps into the tavern. As this individual steps through the doors, he looks to as if he walks through without using his hands. So he has used some sort of magic from what you can see or tell to open the doors for himself. And he steps in and he looks around. He's about 5'6", fairly short. Well, I don't want to say fairly short, but definitely much shorter than y'all. So the man looks around. He has robes on and a hood. You can't really see his face. So I want Ediar and Isunur to go ahead and make me perception checks. It's going to be a wisdom roll check. So go ahead and roll your d20s and then add your perception. So you got 17 and...
6 and then...
You add your wisdom.
Wisdom?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, 9. 17 and 9. All right. So Adyar looks over and he sees this hooded figure. He just can't really see through the hood. The hood's casting a shadow over his face. You can't see much of him. You're just not able to do it. Perhaps you're just too tired at this point. It's fairly late at night. However, Isundra has a keen eye. Since you rolled a 17, she can see a little bit more. Also, I'm pretty sure you have keen vision or something along those lines, right? So you're able to see past the shadow that's casted on his hood. And you see what looks like to be either a mask of some sort, but the mask or the face that you can see looks and resembles one of a skull. Spooky. Very spooky. But this man looks around and you see he looks both your way, Adyar and Isundra's, and then he looks over his shoulder and he reaches into his robes.
Mm-mm. It's gonna go. Is this an active shooter situation?
Yeah. So he reaches into his robes and he pulls out a small silver dagger. Mm-mm. And I won't make you roll again for a perception check, but within the dagger, you still can't see Adyar. But since Isundra is able to see fairly well, she can notice along the blade, it's all silver, and up to the blade where it ends and meets the hilt, she notices a few very shiny gems engraved within the hilt. So it's a fairly fancy dagger. So he pulls out this dagger, and he's quiet. He's silent. He doesn't say anything. And you see he slowly cuts his hand.
What the fuck?
You need some help, sir.
And he looks down at his hand as the dagger collects some of the blood, and it drips onto the wooden floor. He doesn't answer Adyar. Instead, you see he holds his hand out as more blood begins to drip onto the tavern. He doesn't answer. I need everyone to go ahead and make me do another... We'll do another perception check. We're going to be listening in for something. See if you can hear something.
Even everyone
in their rooms.
Yeah, I'm a light sleeper.
So go ahead and add your perception.
I got a 6.
15.
So, okay.
I have 14.
All right.
I rolled a 6. I rolled a 3 to die, so...
Perception.
Sure. There you go, 3. So 6 total.
So you got a 6. What did you get?
6.
6, Felicia?
13.
15. All right, so... You two, well, Adyar, I should say, does not hear.
Don't you have really good hearing?
Does not hear what's going on.
Cat too.
And Nomu doesn't necessarily hear what's going on either. However, Desiree definitely hears something.
Well, I'm passed out on the floor. I can hear through the floor.
Maybe she's just like on the stairs. Yeah. She didn't make it.
No, she made her room. She made her room.
Old ass wood. I can sleep to the floorboard.
Well, Desiree, you hear a loud scream coming from the room next door. It is a shriek. From what you can tell, it's one of the scholars that you had seen previously down below. You hear him yell, shriek. Ah! And a door, you hear a door burst open from the room next to you.
I'm passed out.
Nomu's passed the hell out.
He's milk drunk.
Milk drunk.
Nomu's passed the hell out. So...
I'm just
Isundra also hears the loud scream from upside or from upstairs. Adyar, not necessarily really hearing it, because he's too worried. Focused and worried about what's going on in front of him.
All he sees the blood.
All he sees is this guy with his dagger cutting himself. As that scream comes out, you guys can hear running. Desiree, you can hear footsteps running through the hallways towards the staircase going to the first floor. And as that happens, this guy is one of the scholars. His name's Wayne. Wayne rushes through the hallways towards the staircase, and he stumbles and falls down the stairs. He's rolling down, and as he sits up, he's like, "Ah! Somebody! Somebody help me!" And he's holding his arm. At this point, Adyar, you don't have to make a roll. You see him stumble down the stairs. He's holding his arm. Someone bit me! Ah!
Adyar rushes over to the stumbling man, pulls out some medical equipment, or not medical equipment, some bandages. How did you get bit, sir?
My friend! He's a zombie!
But is this one named Garth or
not? No, why?
The other one's Wayne.
So. No, it's Wayne and Bennett.
Fuck that. That's trash.
Wayne looks up at you. My friend, he's a zombie! And as you're taking these bandages out, at this point, Desiree is more than woke.
So wait, where is he? Is he down?
He's down at the bottom of the stairs, and Eddie R's rushed over to him. The hooded man still standing there with his hand out.
He's shady.
He looks over at the commotion, at Eddie R and Wayne, who has stumbled down the stairs, and he looks back over to Isundra, and you see he kind of just leans back against the doors as if he's locked them in some shape or form. And he just stands there and he watches. And as he watches, Isundra, you see and hear cracks coming from beneath the wood, the wooden floor. And one of the wooden boards near you bursts open. And you see a skeletal hand.
Oh, shit.
Grab the board and pull itself up. So.
And hey, guys, there's fucking skeletons down here. The thing.
My fucking, actually, my bedroom door just flies open. And my fucking beauty sleep. You just think this happens overnight? You guys gonna be loud and shit? Well, I'm coming down there right now.
So as that wooden board bursts open, Isundra, you hear more movement coming from the kitchen area. And within the kitchen doorway, you see another skeleton just crawl its way out. You don't know?
Oh my god, is Marvin okay?
So, you now notice two skeletons on the first floor. So what's Desiree doing?
On her way down the stairs.
So as...
Where the fuck is my shoe?
So as Desiree bursts through her door from all the commotion, make me a perception check. I'm going to give you, because you're still drunk...
Oh,
we're gonna give you a disadvantage.
That's fair. That's a 5 and a 4.
All right, roll again.
Roll it again. It can only get worse.
So the lowest, 5 and a 4 is a 9. You burst through the doors. It's loud. You're tired. You're drunk.
I want my shoe.
You want your shoe. So you go down the hallway. Stop. However, because you did not make your roll, you do not notice the zombie that's standing there in the hallway that came from the room where Wayne rushed out of. So as you run down the hallway towards the staircase, in the hallway, there is a zombie standing.
Zombie's still in the toilet, you guys.
He's safe there.
Blow his fucking mind.
The zombie begins to walk down, and as it's stumbling, its hand slams against the walls, and it eventually makes its way to Nomu's door. As it's walking, it slams its hand against Nomu's door and makes a loud sound. Go ahead and make another perception check, Nomu.
Yep.
Roll
the
dice like a normal
person.
Got
23. All right. Nomu wakes right up. He hears a loud bang at his door. The zombie isn't trying to get in. It's just walking past. However, it's just banging against the walls as it's going.
He woke up cranky. Hey, what the hell was that? He stomps towards the door.
As that's going on, we are going to now go into a bit of a little battle scene here with what's going on. So, again, we went ahead and rolled our initiatives beforehand, so we won't have to do that. First, it will be Isundra. Mm. So, these skeletons that burst through, you notice that they both have weapons attached to them. They're coming in, and it looks like they're violent, as one comes through the kitchen, one from the floor, and then, again, there's a zombie on the second floor that Desiree does not yet notice. However, Nomu heard. So, we'll go and start with Isundra. What are you doing, Isundra?
I gotta look at my spells because I don't have anything. Mm-hmm.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Can use that.
Okay, so she is gonna move.
So where's she moving? She going towards the skeleton that busted out of the ground?
My question is, it says 5 feet is my range.
That's right up against them. So it's one square away. So I gotta basically,
be one square
yeah.
away.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like Isundra's rushing up towards the center of the two skeletons. One's coming from the back area of the kitchen, while there's another one towards another table that was close to where they originally sat.
So, let's do something cool. All
right.
I think 30 feet, I can be here, right?
Yeah.
Or here.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to do a witch bowl.
Oh, so you're casting a spell. All right. Yeah. So Isundra casts witch bolt. So who are you aiming at? Which skeleton? Kitchen skeleton or ground skeleton? Ground skeleton. So as the skeleton bursts through the bottom boards of the tavern, Isundra readies a spell, and she casts Witch
Bolt. I gotta learn how to get my spells work, so.
So you're just gonna roll a d20 to see if it hits it.
Oh, yeah. Do that first.
So your d20, and then you're gonna add your magic bonus. It's gonna be on your third page, your spell attack bonus on your character sheet. Yeah, it's on your third page. I think it's a 6.
6.
So whatever you rolled, plus 6.
So 13.
Isundra casts Witch Bolt. So I don't know what Witch Bolt does. If you kind of want to explain what it does.
So a beam of crackling blue energy lances out toward a creature within range, forming a sustained arc of lightning between you and the target. And it says, make a ranged spell attack against that creature. On a hit, the target takes 1d12 lightning damage. And on each of your turns for the duration, you can use your action to deal 1d12 lightning damage to the target automatically. Which I don't quite understand that.
Damn.
So
you're keeping an arc. There's actually an arc of
yeah.
electricity coming from you and mm-hmm. it. And basically,
but it ends once my turn's over, right?
No, it's continuous.
It's continuous. Mm-hmm.
So your next turn, if you want, you can end it, or you can keep it going.
I can do it again. And I don't have to do it again.
Yes.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And you rolled a 12.
No, I didn't roll that yet.
Oh, okay. I thought you rolled that 12. I was like, my God.
I did roll a 12, though.
So 12 plus 6? So you have an 18.
Yeah.
So you shoot your witch bolt towards the skeleton that comes out from beneath.
What is your face?
The spell, the crackling, you said lightning.
Yeah, she does some Naruto hand movements.
Naruto, you weeb. You might as well cast Rasengan while you're at it. Or Chidori, I should say. Chidori.
Chidori.
I'm just kidding.
So she casts Chidori.
She shoots some lightning out of her hand.
The lightning arcs around the room, and it strikes the skeleton that's climbing out from the boards from beneath. And you see the arm on the skeleton is hit, and it shatters into pieces.
It fucked.
Yes. Yeah, so do your damage first. Don't was your damage. I'm sorry. 12.
Max 12.
Oh, okay. Arm definitely explodes and shatters. So you did 12 damage to the skeleton.
Plus 12. Does it have a plus or no?
No.
Oh, okay. That's whenever he said. That's why whenever he said that, I was like, wait, I'm confused.
So you see the arm shatter, bursts off the skeleton. However, it's still climbing out with the one arm. As it climbs out, it looks down at the floor where it dropped the weapon that it had. It picks it up with its last arm, and it has a short sword. And it looks over your way, chattering. Okay. So next up is
but I'm like
Desiree.
Still got like.
Yes,
lighting.
You still have your arc.
It's like the end of Harry Potter.
So it is now Desiree's turn. And Desiree, as you stumble towards the stairs to get your stiletto, you notice down the bottom of the stairs is Wayne holding his arm in pain after being bit, and you see Eddie R. tending to him. But you also see some crazy shit going on. You see an arc of lightning burst from Asundra's hand, shattering a skeleton that climbed out of the damn ground. And you also see a robed man standing at the main doorway. What do you do?
So you'll help him. I'll see. What the fuck is going on here? What the fuck is that? So at this point, I immediately see fucking human. Shit is so weird. So I see this huge beam of lightning, and I see this not so pleasant woman that I did share a drink with earlier, seemingly in trouble. So I'm not that horrible of a person, so instinctively I'm going to try to help her.
Okay.
With one shoe on. And I see this thing coming toward her.
Yes, so you also notice.
Can I move?
Yeah, so you can move. You're in the middle of the staircase. So you spot the skeleton that she is currently attacking, but you also see that there is one coming from
the
kitchen.
Door.
From the kitchen door behind her.
Well, I'm not in a position to do a sneak attack, so.
Definitely not.
So I guess I can move 30.
Yeah, you can move up to 30 feet.
So I can move about here. Or.
So you move down the staircase towards the kitchen floor, towards the kitchen door, and you're fairly close to the now skeleton that's walking out of the kitchen.
You can move
one. Okay.
Way. Okay.
So you I can come toward. About here?
Yeah, you can go. So you've come up now. Desiree rushes, and she is now within 5 feet of the skeleton that's from the kitchen.
So I guess I will attack with my rapier.
All right.
Because this
Perfect.
Fucking thing is not normal.
So go ahead and roll your d20 to make an attack.
5. 10.
So you rolled a 10?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
All right, so as Desiree stumbles down and she rolls a 10 to attack this skeleton from the kitchen. I'll call it kitchen skeleton. Her rapier, she goes to stab or slash or however you want to. It's a piercing weapon.
Yes. Straight in the chest.
So, as you go straight in the chest, Desiree notices, well, you're still a little drunk. Mm-hmm. You're using a rapier against a skeleton. It pierces the breast of the skeleton, but it doesn't hurt it.
It goes right through.
It goes right through, and the skeleton looks down, then looks back up at Desiree, and it chatters as if it was laughing at you. And you missed.
What's up, man?
Next up would be Eddie R. So what is Eddie R doing for this round? You have Wayne sitting there holding his arm. He's like, oh, it hurts! It hurts!
As Eddie R is about, it's bandaging Wayne's arm. He then casts, Cure Wounds.
Cure Wounds? Alright. Casting on Wayne, I'm assuming?
Yes, casting it on Wayne.
Alright. So what? How much healing points do you do with that?
1d8 plus your spellcasting ability modifier.
Alright.
And I grab a d8. Still 1d8.
There you go. 3 plus your spellcasting modifier.
Let's see, which is 5. Yep.
Alright.
Spell attack bonus.
So, 8. So you, Eddie R moves his hands down and he casts his magic and it begins to heal Wayne's arm. He looks up at you. Sir, thank you. The pain's it's going away. Thank you so much. But there's skeletons behind you. So at that point, it is now the monster's turn. The skeleton that Isundra had hit looks over at her and it chatters its teeth.
Oh, shit.
And it takes, and it begins to move and crawl over the table that it is near.
Like slowly, though.
Slowly
right?
Crawling with its one arm.
Okay.
It eventually stumbles and is able to get over the table. And it comes up to Isundra, and it's going to attack her. It takes its short sword, and
like
it
that.
Swings at Isundra. And it's going to do 14. So, what's your armor class?
15. Suck it, bitch.
So, it totally misses you. It swings its short sword at Isundra, and it barely hits you. It misses.
That's right.
At that point, the skeleton looks up at Desiree, as it was still kind of chattering as if it was laughing at her. It takes its short sword, and it swings violently at her.
Me?
Me.
All right, so.
I was like, hold the phone.
What's your AC?
15.
15? I rolled a 19. Mm. So it goes, and this short sword slashes and hits you across the chest. And it's going to do 5 damage.
My padded bra! Fuck!
Padded bra. And at that point, the zombie within the hallway from upstairs, it begins to move towards the staircase, and it goes up to the top of the stairs, and it looks around. ADR, make me a perception check. So 4 plus whatever you roll, your d20. 18. All right, as ADR heals Wayne, he looks up the top of the stairs. Standing at the top of the stairs, glaring down at you, is the zombie that had bit Wayne. The zombie looks down, and you can tell it looks familiar. It looks like the other scholar that was drinking and having fun with Wayne. And it looks down at you, and it begins to stumble down the stairs. However, that's where it ends its turn. It's coming for you.
Coming for me?
Okay. It is now Nomu's turn. What is Nomu doing? He can hear commotion going on outside of the room and downstairs.
He pushes the door. He pushes the door open mad. Hey, who wants a savage beating for waking me up? What's going on around here?
As Nomu bursts through his door, he looks to the right where the staircase is down the hallway going downstairs. Standing on top of the staircase, he sees this back of a figure. It's the zombie, but you can't tell it's a zombie at this time.
He walks up to it and taps it on the shoulder. Hey, what are you doing making all that noise? Identify yourself.
The figure, the zombie, slowly turns around. Looks at Nomu, and you can see his skin on his face has begun to crack. He has dark purple veins all over his face that are bulging out, and his eyes have rolled back, so he's just white. And looks at Nomu, and opens its mouth, and it turns as if it was about to attack him. You still have an action.
What, are you sick? Are you okay? You need help?
So what are you doing?
He doesn't know what he is, so he's not going to do anything.
Okay, so...
He's just going to beat him.
So at that point, the hooded figure, He looks down, or he looks down. He looks forward and sees that the one-armed skeleton has been heavily damaged. And he's just staring and he continues to watch. But he doesn't do anything. He just watches. So the hooded figure standing at the door.
Yeah, someone should kill him.
So it is now Isundra's turn again.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, she still has the lightning. It says it doesn't end unless I do a different action.
Unless you do a different action. So you can choose. Move. Yeah, you can still move.
Okay.
And so keep the arc. So you can back up and still and do the spell to do more damage again. You don't have to roll to hit it again.
I only have to stay, I think my casting range is 30 feet.
Yeah, within 30 feet. So you can back away towards Edyar and Wayne if you prefer. Yeah, that's fine.
So she's still going to do that.
So she backs away.
I don't have to roll again to hit. I just have to roll
damage. Yes. Your continued arc of lightning continues to strike the skeleton. As it slashes and misses you, you back away and you send more lightning towards it. As the lightning hits it, you notice the skeleton explodes into dust from the lightning. And it, yep, and it falls apart.
Edyar, did you see that shit? That's fucking crazy.
Oh, sorry, but I'm like focusing.
Apparently not.
Oh shit!
Edyar's over here looking at his damn spell book.
Yeah, I'm looking at fucking nigga. Excuse my language.
By the way, guys, Julian and Rob and Desiree, they're all African American.
You think that matters?
I just no, it does. I'm just saying.
I'm black. There's a difference.
Watch your language.
Damn. I don't know if that floats.
Hey, did you see that? I exploded a zombie. You're welcome.
I did not see it. I was focused on the zombie upstairs. Or did you explode this one? Or
no, I killed this one. He's gone. Disintegrated.
He's disintegrated.
He's dust. So.
He's dust.
I didn't.
You're breathing him in currently.
I'm all the way over here.
Dude, I just killed this guy, and you don't even pay attention. Do you see my lightning at all?
No. I'm focused on the zombie up the stairs.
Holy shit, man.
It is now Damien's turn.
As blood bleeds through my Wonder Bra and rice falls out. Oh, that's what I stuffed
rice.
With.
A lot of skills.
I'm out of my fucking...
Brown rice.
I'm out of my fucking league. Shit's blurry. I'm going to use my acrobatics to kind of do a tech roll out of the way. But as I tech roll, I'm going to pull out my bag of ball bearings. Throw that shit on the floor. He's coming towards me. And I want to retreat towards this bitch because she can fight. She knows exactly what the fuck she's doing.
So oh, now you like me?
So.
You don't be like that.
So Damien backs away and drops, what did you say?
Ball bearings?
So
silver balls.
All over the place. And she backs away towards Edyar and Isundra. All right.
There or?
Behind you.
Okay, yeah, you can do that.
I've taken 5 damage. I don't want
anything. Okay, she's now, done. Now,
I'm out.
Because, I'm just gonna let you know, because you're backing away, I'm gonna say this right now, instead of, well, since you threw your ball bearings down, that is your action.
She can back away and...
Well, she can back away, however, because you're not doing a disengage, the skeleton gets an attack of opportunity on you.
Oh, why? Okay, because, that's fair, okay.
Yeah, because you're within 5 feet of it, and you're trying to escape its attack. So it swings.
I know, it's good, you're crazy.
Did you tumble?
Yeah, I did a tech roll. That was my acrobatics. I'm sorry.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah,
oh.
I want you to do that first.
You can talk.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
No, that's fine.
I didn't question you. You do this.
That's fine.
Okay.
So it's definitely going to miss regardless whether you did that or not. I rolled complete crap.
Like trash?
Rolled a 2.
Nice. Damn.
So Damien fucking does a fucking flip.
A really drunk, sloppy ass, roly-poly roll.
While he's releasing the...
Rice.
The rice.
Trail of rice that was stuffed in my bra and it was falling out.
Isundra and I retreat behind. She says, you see that? I think you might have been right about not being a woman.
You don't talk about a lady when she's not here to defend herself. She doesn't hate me.
It is now Edyar's turn.
Edyar moves into the front of the staircase.
Okay. He looks up at the zombie.
Looks up and sees the zombie.
The zombie is now turned around now, so it's not looking at Edyar, it's looking at Nomu. Mm.
So he walks up the staircase behind the zombie, readies his mace.
Get him in the back.
And uses, let's see.
Hey, you'll club him in the back, man? It's dirty.
Club him in the back, man. With a knife.
I thought you were nice ass Claire.
You could have killed an old lady. That's shady.
Does necrotic damage work on zombies?
No.
It heals zombies. Yes.
God, just making sure.
Don't do that.
I'm going to club him in the back. Edyar readies his mace to club the zombie in the back of the head.
So go ahead and roll your d20 and then add your attack bonus. Four. So four plus, that's going to be your strength. So your strength modifier is a three. So you roll a seven?
Yes.
Damn. All right. So you roll a seven.
Everyone should not drink before we did this fight.
Well, he had
water. I didn't drink that water.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's true.
So you go. And as you're going up the stairs, you stumble a bit and you whiff the mace. Barely.
Whiff it.
You are so close to hitting him. So, so close. But you just whiff it. Just because you're in, I guess you're in a bit of a shock of what's going on.
Dude, no one saw you swing at somebody. What are you doing? He's sick. I thought you were supposed to take care of somebody.
As that's going on, it is now the monster's turn. The zombie, it doesn't even, it just, Nomu, you see the hair on the zombie just, as the mace just misses him barely. The zombie looks at you, rah! No, it lunges forward to slam itself against you.
Aye! You do like the cat, like,
what's your AC, buddy?
15.
15? Okay, so.
Damn, he just woke up.
So the zombie slams and stumbles forward and only got a 13. So you were able to dodge the zombie.
He fall over.
No, he doesn't fall over. He just goes to try and slam its arm against him and he misses. So at this point, the skeleton from the kitchen now looks over at Desiree and begins to walk. And I'm going to make it.
Are you still focused on
DC 10 to,
yeah.
Come on, yep. Man.
Man, don't hide behind your warlock.
What's so the skeleton walks forward. However, it doesn't know any better. And the balls that you dropped on the ground, it slips on them. And it falls over. And as it falls over, you see one of the bones pop out. And it looks over at Desiree.
What an idiot.
And it slowly sits back up to try and get up. And that's its turn. At this point, you guys make another perception check. So go ahead and make me another perception. Yes, everybody.
It's my Nomu's turn.
Nomu is next. But it's still considered monster.
The enemy monsters is before Nomu.
Yeah.
You said perception?
Okay. Yes.
10.
27 plus
22.
10.
Okay, so if you got above 10, you can see it.
Above 10 or just 10?
Above 10.
So we can't see this.
You
guys don't see shit. What is this?
So
I roll hot fire.
So everyone that got higher than a 10, you notice another skeleton seems to be coming into view.
Mm-mm.
And it's basically bursting through one of the walls.
Oh, yeah.
So it comes through near the staircase, across the room from where everyone else is on the bottom of the staircase.
They're like up top.
Though. Yes, they're up above.
They don't see it.
No, I only heard it.
You just heard it. He made a perception check, so you either see or hear it. But its turn is bursting through the walls. And at this point, the hooded figure looks over at everyone, and he's still silent, as if nothing fazed him. He's just watching you all struggle. It is now Nomu's turn.
As whatever that thing attacked him, whatever he attacked him, Nomu immediately takes out his flail and strikes.
All right, so go ahead and roll your d20.
With his instincts.
And then add your attack bonus to that.
I got 12.
So Nomu goes. He strikes again. What was the weapon?
Flail.
Flail. Your flail smacks the zombie across the face. Bitch. Go on and do your damage. Five damage to the zombie. All right. Cool.
I need to do
that. The zombie's earlier. The zombie's cheek. Yeah. That's used Italian. To be the scholar. You see a large dent within his face now as blood splatters from its mouth. But damn. He's still standing. He slowly turns his head back at you.
Easy now, big fella.
So it is now Isundra's turn again.
All right, let me read my shit.
It's you all nerds looking at your spell books and your skills.
You probably got a lot of them. And I can only use one more of the regular ones.
I'm going to hit him with Eldritch Blast.
Who are you hitting? Right. The skeleton that burst through the walls? Okay. You're going to do an Eldritch Blast? So go ahead and make your attack roll on him. You look like you're thinking hard.
Well, I'm like, maybe I should attack though. Wizard man, but he hasn't said anything.
Damn it!
My cantrips are all range touch. I can't help you.
Okay, let me attack.
You're gonna attack the hooded figure? Okay.
Well, he's the one doing it.
Oh, I'm just saying.
It looks like it. All right. To me.
All right. So go ahead and roll your attack.
I got a 7. What do I add to that?
Your third page. Your spell attack bonus.
6. So 13.
And what were you casting?
Eldritch Blast.
What is Eldritch Blast? Like you described.
Let me read it. A beam of crackling energy streaks towards the creature within range. Make a ranged spell attack against the target. On hit, the target takes 1d4 damage. 1d10, sorry.
You go and you raise your hand to cast Eldritch Blast. As you shoot Eldritch Blast towards this this hooded figure, it misses.
Damn it.
He sidesteps and it shatters the wood of the wall behind him near the doors. And he looks your way and he shakes his head.
Damn.
All right, Damien?
Hey, you're a wizard, right?
Silence.
Do you know how to talk or that?
He just looks your
way. He makes some hand motions like sign language. No?
Nope. Nothing? He does nothing.
So fuck you then.
Is he fucking me?
That's Wayne.
He's just hanging. Oh, he's not right. Feeling great. He's like laying against the wall, like, oh, this shit sucks.
Yeah, Wayne is.
He looks really aggressive.
Wayne is still sitting there, and Wayne looks frightened. He's like, he doesn't know what's going on, but this is his it looks like this is his first time with an undead. Yeah, he's thinking, by the gods!
There's fucking lightning in this tavern. Shit's out of control.
Ah, by the gods!
What's Damien doing?
Desiree.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jesus, Desiree.
Get the right pronouns.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. The rice just spilt from her bra.
That don't mean her wig came off.
I'm sorry.
Women stuff their bras too.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. What is Desiree doing?
Well, I'm still kind of trying to get my shit together. I'm a little injured here.
Isundra whispers to her, I think that guy is the one controlling them.
I'm just not feeling like it's very wise to charge in right now.
Well, we have to do something.
Yeah. I want to use a potion, a healing potion.
Okay.
So.
I just realized that I don't have any potions.
That's what I need to do. Nameplate. Every time we start, you need to write Desiree or Damien and have a nameplate so I know.
Obviously. It's
so this is what I'm
okay. So you actually.
So you're rolling a potion to heal?
Yeah.
All right, so go and roll that d4 twice. So we got 4.
Actually, roll good just by
2, 6.
6 plus 4 puts you at 10 HP, so you are healed back up to max.
All right. So Desiree goes and heals herself with a potion. And at that point, Ediard, it is now your turn. So you see there is another skeleton that burst through the walls.
I didn't see it.
He can't
see it. Oh, wait. That's right. Yes, right. You're on the staircase. Forgive me. But you do see, though, Nomu smashes his flail against that zombie's face. The zombie's back still to you. What do you do?
Well, the zombie's back is still to me. Facing Nomu. While the zombie's back is still too facing Nomu. I cast Compel Duel. My last spell for the day.
So epic.
My last spell of the day.
Make sure you do your Rasengan motion too.
20.
That's critical. So what's the spell do? What are you doing?
Fucks him up.
Compel Duel. You attempt to compel a creature into a duel. One creature that you can see within range must make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, the creature is drawn to you. Compelled by your divine demand. Ooh. For the duration, it has disadvantage on attack rolls against creatures other than you, and must make a wisdom saving throw each time it attempts to move to a space that is more than 30 feet away from you. What? If it succeeds on this saving throw, the spell doesn't restrict the target's movement.
So basically, it has to come towards you.
Yes.
So, you doesn't have to. It doesn't have to, but you're compelling it to.
Yeah.
I heard they're very smart.
It turns around. You see its head slowly turn over its shoulders, and you see the crushed-in cheek and teeth missing. And it looks at you. You got its attention. Definitely got its attention.
Congrats. So he goes.
You got its attention, it goes and it tries to slam against you.
So we need Desiree behind it.
So I got to roll for. You got to just go against my AC, right?
So it goes, and it tries to slam against Ediard, and it's definitely going to miss. You have an armor class of 18.
Yeah.
So it goes, and it slants, or slam its fist, and Ediard just is able to dodge it. And looks down at you.
But does he fall down the stairs?
No. He didn't roll that badly.
Trash.
So the other skeleton, though, that bursts through the walls, untouched, it looks forward, and it sees Isundra, and it chatters, and it starts to rush towards her, yes.
Yep.
So it's... All the way up to you.
I don't like that. Mm-mm. Try again.
It goes rushing at you, and it jumps up, and it's attacking with its short sword. What's your AC, Asuna?
Rolls like trash. You roll first, and then I'll tell you. Smile.
What's your AC?
What'd you roll?
What's your AC? I rolled 16.
Fuck. 15.
12 plus 4.
I should've lied. 16. Damn.
So the skeleton jumps up, and it comes down with its sword. And it does a 1d6 plus 2? 3 damage to you. So, Isundra gets a sword against her arm. It is now...
I did. Can you see this?
The hooded figure continues to stand there, unfazed. It is now Nomu's turn.
Alright, after hitting the zombie with the flail, he comes in for the backswing and attacks the zombie in the legs.
You guys are just double teaming this poor thing. It's like
I'm trying to knock him over.
Monkey in the middle. He's turning around. He's
definitely wrong boss. 14 on to try to trip.
That hits. You hit it?
Yep. Damage is 5.
Five damage, alright. So the zombie, yet again, as it turns around, it has a flail hit, comes around its side, hits its chest. You can tell that you've broken the man's ribs, or the zombie's ribs.
I was trying to hit him in his legs.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a trip. You knock the leg to the side, however, he doesn't trip.
Damn.
But he takes that damage. Alright? It is now Isundra's turn.
I don't like this. I'm getting pummeled. Alright, what do I want to do? I want to back the fuck up. Get the hell out of here. That's what I want to do.
Well, it doesn't look like you have much of a choice.
Choice, I know.
You're down. You're basically pinned in a corner. The only other options you have is to go through the skeleton, go towards the hooded man, or go up the stairs.
Did we kill this guy? Or is he just still chilling?
He's just
like, he fell on ball bearings.
We forgot about him.
Wayne is frightened.
That's Wayne. We're talking about that skeleton that slipped on my balls.
Oh, he's chilling right now.
I'm going to, like, spook over here and chill up here, I guess. Okay. Put my back to the wall.
Wait, it broke out?
Whatever, ain't no one in there. Fuck it. Who else got to come through there? He came out here. Fuck off.
That skeleton that slipped on the balls is still on the floor. He basically took that turn to stand back up. So stand him back up.
Every time it's like Scooby-Doo.
Sorry, we have a corgi here in the session with us. So if you guys hear a corgi, it's what it is.
Unofficial mascot.
Her name's Laika, by the way. Boofing.
I think I'm just going to get my short bow, I guess. I got a 9.
Plus
a
15.
So you got a 15 to hit the skeleton?
To hit, yeah.
All right. Your bow, or your arrow, is able to pierce the skeleton. That's now just now getting up from tripping. So go ahead and do your damage.
A 1d6. Mm-hmm. 2 plus 4, so 6.
6 damage to the skeleton. The one that fell from Desiree's balls. Uh-huh. Well, that's the first time it's gotten hit, though. So you took 6 damage, you said?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So your arrow hits it, but it's still up. You can tell it didn't do much damage. Yeah.
I don't like that.
It is now Damien's, or Desiree's turn.
Got himself that time, though.
I caught it. It's because I wrote Damien here. I need to write Desiree.
We are half and half right now. A little flat in the chest area, but I'm healed up. Heels are off at this point.
You see Isundra rushes to the other side of the room.
And abandoned me.
Next to you is Wayne, who's still shocked and freaking out, sitting on the floor near the staircase.
Pull yourself together. Are you a man or aren't you?
Damn. He doesn't respond. He's too freaked out.
He's peeing his pants.
Yeah, basically.
So this is another...
So that's the skeleton that burst through the wall.
It hasn't been hit yet either.
Yeah, so I would like to use acrobatics. Kind of to... If I can flip over him. Behind him to do a sneak attack.
I didn't hit him.
All right, go ahead and roll your acrobatics.
11
and 5. 11 and 5. 16. So 16. So you're able to flip over?
Yeah. All right, bitch.
Desiree jumps over the skeleton... Next to the table behind him. What do you do?
Take my dagger. I just start stabbing him in the neck. Rapid strike.
Wait, there's a skeleton.
Exactly. I'm
still got a neck bone.
I'm trying to sever the skull from the spine.
So go ahead and roll your attack now.
12.
12? You're able to hit it?
7.
7. Desiree is able to flip over the skeleton and stab it in the neck like she's some sort of Navy SEAL.
Espionage is my thing!
For 7 damage. Alright. Cool. It is now Ediar's turn.
With the zombie focused on Ediar, he readies his mace again. Attempts to swing for the legs.
I like that Ediar's voice is actually narration.
That's gonna hit.
Hits.
So do your damage.
Which is 1d6. 5 plus
8 damage. So you take...
Yes.
And you smash it against its legs?
Yes.
All right. 8 damage.
Flails. Yeah. You're beating their ass with bases and flails.
You guys are basically double teaming this poor guy. You're just beating him like it's like
you're
it's a fucking...
You're beating him with
he
like...
He woke us the fuck up.
The zombie gets hit and it almost stumbles over. But at this point, as ADR smashes his mace against it, the zombie goes to swing at him again. And this poor zombie just can't land a hit on Ediar. He goes and he misses. Ediar ducks under the zombie's arm.
Crumpled him like a crash. Fumbling.
Yes. The skeleton that was stabbed in the neck quickly turns around and swings its blade at Desiree.
Bitch.
15.
Desiree is able to barely dodge. It just, you feel the tip just...
He about cut me some bangs.
Now the other skeleton that was shot by the arrow looks over at Isundra and it begins to walk towards her. And it slashes its sword directly at her face.
Not the face.
What's your AC?
15.
It misses. Hell. Just barely. You feel the tip grazing your bangs. At this point, the hooded figure is still standing there. This entire time, he's just watching. Like it's a TV show. Just chilling.
I don't like
that. It's undead and chill.
Undead and chill.
We do grabs. So, now it is Nomu's turn. What are you doing, Nomu?
I'll show you why they call me Nomu the Monstrous. I try to grab the zombie.
All right, go ahead and
yoke him up.
Do your D20. Go ahead and see if you can grab him.
9.
Oof. So, well, first off, well, you do hit the AC. Mm-hmm. So you definitely make that hit.
But it's still going to be a 9 plus all your bonuses. Yeah.
So you're able to hit. You beat its strength.
I yoke him up with my left hand, lift him by the back of his neck.
I'm just holding him.
All right.
Got him up.
All right. At this point,
Simba style. Strong ass pussy.
Yeah. Strong.
He's done his kegels.
Yeah. Isundra, your go.
I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you've been running a lot.
I gotta run.
So, if you're going to run past it, you're technically running it through its threat range.
Okay.
So, it can make an attack on you.
That's trash.
She can't run it off from there.
Can you hit and then step. Move?
Yeah, you can hit and then move. All right.
I'm going to use my hand axe.
Okay. So, you're going to use your hand axe.
See if I hit them.
All right.
17.
That definitely hits. So, yeah. Go ahead and do your damage. So, Sudra swings her hand axe and does 3 damage. Is that plus your strength modifier?
Yeah.
Okay. Your axe goes and it shatters one of the arms of the skeleton, and that arm falls off.
Cut these things' arms off.
Apparently. So, are you moving? If you're moving past it.
So, what do I do in that? He rolls, right?
If you're going to move through his throat range, he's going to try and hit you.
It doesn't matter where I move, right? Yeah. I'm in it. So.
Yeah. Because you're not disengaging. So just go ahead and move, and then I'll attack you.
Well, shouldn't you attack me before?
Go ahead, just move.
That doesn't make any sense. I'm going to move.
Just move.
Because technically he can't attack you until you're moving past him.
So she can go.
She can go either way. She's going to get
hit. I'm going to hit either way because I'm in that range. I'm just trying to decide if I want to go there.
All right, so I'm going to roll its hit. It's going to hit you.
It's going to hit you.
It's going to hit you no matter which way you go. And it does 3 damage.
It's getting dicey, y'all. I don't have any... We didn't talk about buying potions.
3 damage.
Don't know where your life is, so I just guessing.
All right, so you take 3 damage.
Yeah.
It is now Desiree's turn.
All right.
The skeleton's short sword slashes and hits Isundra against the back as she tries to disengage, but fails at disengaging.
Shit. Well, wait, this one?
Yep, that's the one you stabbed in the neck. It, yeah. Mm-hmm. You just want to keep attacking it?
All right, so left is pretty shit. About to pull out a crowbar. We get rough. Now, what I want to do is hook it. Can I use my crowbar, the hook, to kind of grip the neck from behind? And kind of, like, try to...
I mean, you can.
Can I do that? Can I use it that way, or do I have to swing with it?
I mean, you can. You just hit it. Still have to hit.
The answer is yes, you can do that.
I guess I'm really just trying to... Would it assist in moving it backward and doing that? Or is it just attack damage?
To 9? That's gonna miss it.
Damn, how the fuck you miss
it? So you go and you miss with the crowbar.
You decide to use a weapon that is not a roguish weapon. And you're not the strongest person on the planet. You're not weak.
So you go to try and hit with the crowbar, and it just. You hit it with the neck already, it's learned. It goes and dodges the crowbar. It is now ADR's turn.
It is my turn, you say?
Yes.
Come praise me with the sun and buy potions. She saw his potions from the last time we made it.
So what's ADR doing, man?
You're here.
Yeah, I'm there. That's true.
She needs help.
Yeah.
I super need help.
Sundra's hurt.
Hurts.
I can't heal her, but I can do something at least. Kind of help.
Wayne is still at the bottom of the stairs.
Cover my body.
Yeah. Scared as a...
Since Ediar has seen...
Grab up
the zombie. Yeah, he runs down the steps. He'll cast... My skills. Too many of them. Resistance.
What's that do?
Resistance when
touch one willing creature once before the spell ends, the target can roll a d4 and add the number rolled to one of its saving throws of its choice. It can roll the die before or after the saving throw. The spell then ends.
Okay.
So if I get hit again.
So I just wish to know that's a saving throw. So if something attacks her, that doesn't count as a saving throw. Yeah. That's like if something casted fireball and she needed to make a saving throw to like dodge the fireball, that would affect it. But a normal melee attack isn't going to help.
I got nothing.
So you might have just fight.
I'll just
might as well attack something.
Yeah. So as you come down the stairs, you see that Desiree is having issues with this skeleton and she's already damaged it a bit. However, she's still fighting it, but that's the first thing that comes your way as you come down the stairs. And it's also the closest to Asundra. So if you're trying to protect her, then that'd be the one you'd go for. Yes.
Okay. So I make it, and y'all makes the attack roll. This makes 11.
That hits.
Jeez, Julian's got loaded die.
Where's his die?
This is my d20.
That's his d20.
So go ahead and do your damage to the skeleton.
Is that how I keep getting it?
Two plus your strength modifier.
So 3, so 5.
So you do 5 damage with your mace?
Yes.
So, as you take your mace to the skeleton, you see that the mace smashes its skull in, and the skull explodes. Edyard gets a sense that using the mace against the skeletons actually helps out more than a sword. So you do double the damage. So you do 10 damage because it is vulnerable to the mace. The skull shatters and explodes, and the rest of the bones fall to the ground scattered. Edyard vanquishes the skeleton with his mace.
Hell yeah, Edyard! Praise it, my dude.
It is the sun.
Thank you.
It is now the monster's turn. The zombie, being choked up, looks down at Nomu. It doesn't try to break free. It just attacks.
Ah, easy, big fella.
Wait.
Drunk!
Actually,
it's going to have a disadvantage if it's because of your spell, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
If it doesn't attack you, right? Is that how that worked? So, it's a 6.
Yep. Disadvantage.
16. So, the 6 plus... So, I'll go with the lower roll.
Worth.
And it goes to hit you, but Namu's chest is just so beefy. It goes to try and punch it, being it so close, it bounces off Namu's chest, unfazed.
Nice try.
It is now Namu's turn.
You're drunk. Get some air.
He throws him off the stairs. Down here.
All right.
Takes that fall damage.
All right. So up from the second floor to the first floor, not too long of a drop. I'm gonna say it's about 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go ahead and do fall damage of...
You keep pressing.
The zombie takes falling damage of 5. As the zombie falls, it hits the ground on its back. And you can tell that should have killed it. However...
It's not like
roll a nat 20. However, a zombie has undead fortitude. So as that damage would have killed it, the undead fortitude, I made the nat 20, natural 20 roll. It slowly sits back up, but it doesn't stand. It is now...
Who are you?
The Undertaker, apparently.
Sundra?
My turn again?
Yep. Okay. Oh, actually. No, yeah, that's right. No, go ahead. Sundra's turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit the one that's knocked over.
The zombie that fell down?
Yeah, I can hit him with
the
zombie.
Yeah.
Right?
Coup de grace. Mm-hmm.
Don't hit me.
Boy. He's knocked down, so I have advantage, no?
No.
No spell.
With my bow?
No.
Trash. He can't get up. 7. I always forget. Why do I have 13?
13 to hit the zombie that fell. As the zombie slowly sits back up, you shoot an arrow at it, and you hit it. So go ahead and do your damage.
When you say it like that, it sounds like I'm going to miss.
No, you hit it.
I don't like it. So 8.
8 damage to the zombie. So the zombie has an arrow go through its head, and it slowly drops to the ground. However, it's undead fortitude. So how much damage did you do?
8.
Enough. She said, enough. 5 plus the damage taken, so 5 plus 8. Undead fortitude real quick, so you guys understand.
Shit, I don't like.
If the damage reduces the zombie... So if damage reduces the zombie to 0 hit points, it makes a constitution check. Saving throw with a DC of 5 plus the damage taken. So 5 plus 8, so basically 13. Unless the damage is a radiant or a critical hit. So on a success, the zombie drops to 1 hit point instead. So I rolled a 13. So I made what I needed.
You want to not?
So the zombie drops and then slowly sits back up. He's literally the Undertaker.
That is James Brown, Jesus.
Desiree?
Well, he's sitting up at this point. His back is to me, which is what I prefer.
He's also next to that skeleton there, too.
Well, I'm pretty trash against them. My skills are more designed for flesh of some sort. So, I'm going to attack from behind.
All right, what weapon are you using?
I'm going to use a rapier this time.
All right, she's going to try and stab him. Go ahead and attack. That's going to hit. I can tell you that now. You're rolling 8 plus your strength. So that's going to hit the zombie, so go ahead and do your damage. What'd you roll?
4 damage.
4 damage. All right. Slashing. 4 slashing damage. So 4. Oh, he actually failed his undead fortitude. I rolled a 5. He needed a 9. Yep. So how did you kill... How did Desiree finish the zombie? Or Undertaker?
So I stuck it in the back of his neck, and then I twisted it, and then I pulled it out. Like, really flashy, like.
Super flashy. Yeah. Like, really flashy, though.
Just took it out like some anime that I've seen with people that fly around on cables.
And then
you just attack on Titan. Yeah,
pretty much.
All right, so Desiree finishes the zombie. The zombie now drops to the ground. However, it does not get back up like it has been. So at that point, ADR, it is your turn again. And now the only thing left is the one skeleton and the hooded figure.
I'm not questioning that hooded figure. I failed all my rolls against that guy. So, Eddie R runs up to the skeleton, makes an overhead mace attack. No.
It's about time you missed.
You rolled a 2.
Eddie R swings his mace and misses the skeleton completely. All right. Swinging too far to the right.
Completely misses. At that point, the skeleton goes to the counter and stabs its sword up at Eddie R. That's definitely going to hit Eddie R. The short sword goes, and it stabs and pierces through Eddie R's armor. And it does a total damage of max damage, which I believe is 8. But let me double check. Yes, 8 damage to Eddie R.
What's your HP?
Where's my HP? Some low number.
11. You went from 7 to 3.
Is that how he sounds when he gets stabbed?
Eddie R kneels over.
78% of your health in one go.
Alright. At that point, the hooded figure still watches, but he does nothing else. It is now Nomu's turn.
Nomu saw that, so he's using his feline agility, and he's right here in a blink of an eye, dipping down those stairs. Dipping! And he comes up with the flail right underneath. Wait,
where am I?
You're there.
He's gonna hit that skeleton.
Right there?
11. Attack
me.
11 to hit the skeleton?
Mm-hmm.
Tall pussy misses.
Damn,
swings right over his head.
Skeleton looks over at Nomu and chatters.
Nomu hisses.
Hisses. It is now a Sundra's turn again.
I hit it with a bow, I guess.
We're losing to a bag of bombs, guys.
I know. Plus 6 again.
Well, that will hit.
I'm trying.
Put it in the dirt.
I'm dying.
Put it back.
I can't heal
anymore.
Plus
4,
so 7.
A cantrip for you,
7 damage. The arrow goes flying through and it passes Eddie R and Nomu's shoulders. And it hits the skeleton straight in the eye. Pins it against the wall and it drops.
Is his head still like the arrow?
No, it's just hanging.
Pinned.
From the arrow. Right. Pinned to the wall.
That's what I want.
How do you pin a skeleton?
So, as the skeleton, the last undead drops, I need y'all to make me a perception, a listen check, basically, perception check, just for the hell of it.
17.
Nice.
No.
17. 16. If you roll a 10 or higher, I'll give it to you.
She got a 20.
Okay.
She's super fucking here.
So as the last skeleton drops, the tavern is completely silent. The hooded figure looks your way, and you hear a loud groan coming from the restroom.
Oh, is he hurt? Oh, mama's pepper jack cheese!
I see you just showed the fuck up.
Dr. Bubble Guts!
He's still in the restroom. That's what you hear. You see the hooded figure just... He begins to clap his hands slowly. And he steps forward towards the group. Wayne, the scholar, is... still freaking out, and he gets up on his feet, he looks around, and he rushes up the stairs to try and lock himself in his room. No questions asked. The hooded figure just continues to clap slowly, and then he reaches up, grabs his hood, and slowly reveals his face. And you see the face of a skull. As if he has a mask, or you can't tell. He just has a skull for a face. Please? And he slowly looks your way, and that dagger, the silver dagger he had, he slowly puts it back into his robes, reaches into his robes, sheaths it, reaches back out, opens his palms out, and he welcomes you. You all have done a great job surviving this trial.
What the fuck was that, man?
I know, you fucking asshole.
A trial.
I am known as the Skull Reaver. Most travelers that come here die by my undead. You, however, have proven yourselves for the task at hand. You will do me a favor in exchange for your lives. You have proven that you have the strength that is needed to seek out an artifact that I am looking for. And it will be you four that go and bring it to me. Ediar, I see. Nomu the Monstrous. Wood Elf known as Isundra.
How do you know my name?
And Desiree. What's the fuck? I know all your names because I know what you do not. And from this day forward, you are going to collect an artifact for me down in the hollow woods to the south of New Tempest. You're going to do this, or you will die here tonight, and I shall use your corpse as one of my undead, as you've seen before you. Do we have any objections? The Skull Reaver looks towards Ediar's way. You best heal yourself, Claire. You look hurt.
He's like, I don't have that skill yet.
I'm out with skills.
So do we have any objections?
What do you guys think?
Why should we attack this man right now?
Yeah, we should kill you.
You can attempt to kill me. However, as I said, you'll die trying and become one of my undead lackeys.
Let's not be too hasty.
Yeah, I'm out of spells too, so.
We've got someone bleeding out. She's out of spells. We struggled to beat one skeleton. I've got an outstanding tat from last night.
Are you going to pay us, though?
No.
What?
You're doing this for your lives.
Is this some bullshit?
Right.
It's not worth some gold to you?
No.
Fuck.
So you want me to work for free? Is that what I'm gathering?
Yes.
I don't think we have much of a choice.
You don't.
What is this artifact?
So, what I'm looking for is basically, deep in the hollow woods, there is a cavern. Many years ago, catacombs were built within these caverns. The lowest level of these catacombs, you'll find within a casket.
A lot more of your asshole's skeleton.
A crown, or tiara of some sort. Engraved in it should be several diamonds or rubies of whatnot. Get this tiara or whatever, a crown. I don't know, whatever it is you'll find, and bring it to me.
The hell are you
I will meet
do with
you
it?
Here in Deercrest.
I don't trust you. What are you going to do with it?
That's for me to know.
What if you kill us?
I won't.
Guarantee my safety?
I can guarantee your safety.
My family?
I don't say any. I'm not going to attack.
I said I don't give a fuck about
you. I don't give a damn about them.
Yeah. Check. I am going to check you.
Hey, you should see if you'll kill your mother-in-law.
So what are you doing?
An inside check.
Can't tell. He just has a stern look to his face. He looks like a skull, a skeleton. He just stares at you, and he has soulless eyes.
Is that the mask, or?
He actually has it. You thought it was a mask under the hood, but it's actually like a skeletal face. So he.
Hey, this guy is pretty spooky, yeah. So maybe we should get him out of here so we can go to sleep.
Can do a persuasion roll to at least have a small reward.
Well, that'd make
persuasion. Damn, I thought you were the best one out of all of us. You know, you're trying to get some gold.
Hey, I got family to pay.
Oh, shit.
That's
20.
Oh!
Nat 20.
Off my persuasion of 6.
Yeah, very first.
He looks over at Ediar. Very well, cleric. Didn't think you'd be the one to ask for any type of reward. Because you all did so well defeating my undead, not only will I grant you your lives, I will provide you with some gold.
Hey, how come when I ask you, don't give us gold?
Shh! Well,
good point.
You're not well-mannered, young lady.
Yeah, I lived in the
you
woods
shot
for a long
at,
time.
He looks at you. You tried to cast a spell on
because
me.
Because you summon all these motherfuckers.
And that is why I said no to you.
Shit. It's a good point.
So, this is the plan. To the south
of the city of New Tempest lays hollow wood. As you all probably have heard, it is a dangerous forest. Several goblins, wolves, who knows what's in those forests. But within those forests, in the central area of it, you'll find these catacombs built in this cavern. Find me this artifact. Bring it here to Deercrest, and I shall allow you to go free amongst yourselves. And you shall have some gold. For I am a tad happy to see that there have been travelers to survive my undead. You are the first. All the ones prior to you are dead. Oh, the prior travelers you just did battle with.
Shit.
Interesting.
Where's Marvin?
This is a bit fucked up.
The tavern keep? He's safe. Don't worry about Marvin.
I don't believe it.
Now.
That's one tab, I don't get it.
That's where he's like, what?
You are not to speak of anything that's happened here tonight. Do you understand?
It's not like anyone will believe us anyway.
And don't try to run. I'll have eyes all around watching you. You try to run, my men will hunt you down, and then you become a zombie under my command. That's how it works here. And if anyone asks, you don't say a word.
How do we explain this whole unzawada?
I will worry about that.
I'm just gonna see it in.
It's in there, like, later, like, nailing it. I'll take care of it.
The carpenter comes back.
Oh, shit, yeah, it's
all you can think. He looks at everyone. So the deal has been made. Again, you try to run, you die. You try to run, perhaps I seek out your family, if you have any left.
It's okay.
Then I kill you. I seek you out. At this point, he turns around. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. I hope to hear from you soon with my prized artifact. And he steps out, pushes the doors open. Oh, I'm sorry, he doesn't push them open. The doors... slowly open for him, pulls his hood over, he steps out into the night. And as he steps out into the night, you hear a bursting door open, and Zuggy steps up.
Oh! Guys! You won't believe the shits I just had.
And he takes a look, and he sees a hole in the wall, hole in the floor, a dead zombie laying there, and he goes, he looks around. And he slowly backs away and shuts the door. And he locks himself in the restroom.
Oh, pussy.
So what do you guys do?
What a bastard. Forcing us to do this dirty work.
I don't think we should give him that crown, whatever.
Neither do I. I don't work for free.
You guys are my family. I'm going.
I will go, but I don't think we should give it to him.
Does anyone have a potion?
Use my last one, bro.
Don't worry, after you'll be able to rest. Sleep, you'll be okay.
Well, if we do run off, all run off with the crown, we need to all agree on that first. Because he'll probably kill us all if he doesn't get it.
Yeah, we are going to have to kill him.
I'll go along with it for a while.
So you guys want to rest?
Hell yeah. Fucked up.
You can still sleep after this mess?
Right?
Bitch, I have 5 HP. Yeah, I'm going to take a nap. The fuck?
Technically, just take a short rest.
Short rest?
Yeah, and then you heal. Take a short rest from here. You'll heal when you'll take a rest as you sleep for the night. As you guys are conversing with yourselves, some more figures, some people step through the doors. They're all hooded people. Can't see their faces. Mm-mm. And you see they look your way, but they totally ignore you. They grab the zombie, and they begin to drag it out. And whatever skeletal bones, whatever skeletons are there, they begin to clean up the mess as you guys are conversing.
This man has cleaners?
Yeah.
He literally does. He's like a fucking drug lord, man. He's coming and clean his shit up like, oh, fuck, he made a mess again.
So, yeah, I'll pick my balls up off the floor.
All right. And
some rice. The kitchen's pretty open now, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Might as well loot what the goat man's got left. We saved his fucking life.
That's true.
If he's worried about scotch, he has his priorities fucked up.
So you're gonna steal some scotch?
I do want to go in there. You sleight of hand. I don't want to be too loud because I don't know where he is. So.
Eddie all walks up. I don't believe you should take from this man. He already has to repair the building.
Do you have enough strength to be arguing?
First off, she's gonna do a sleight of hand, so she's gonna try and...
She's not necessarily saying it.
Yeah. So if you go ahead and make me a perception check to see if you see it. So she's gonna make a sleight of hand. So what'd you roll?
Doesn't matter.
18.
19.
He said doesn't matter.
Okay. 19. So well, we have to add your sleight of hand to your roll.
Yeah, 18.
22.
Plus your sleight of hand, which is...
No, she got a 13.
Plus okay, so you have 18 total.
No, I have 19 plus 3, so...
So, okay. So, Damon, you're trying to sneakily grab some booze. Eddie R., however, was able to see So at this point, he can see. He can. He rolled higher than your sleight of hand. So
I'm still taping it. It's just going to be an argument now.
Yes, basically. So any argument, go ahead.
I don't think you should steal from the man whose tavern is half destroyed.
Well, I don't think that it was fair for you to tell me that you were going to help me with my problem, and then turn around and help some guy you never even knew, and then try to take the one thing that fucking makes sense to me right now, and that's booze. Mind your business, okay? I will protect you. Just let me do what I do. I give this man business all the time. I'm just going to put it on my tab. And knowing him, he's only got one fucking half full bottle left anyway. So just, please, come on, man. Don't give me a fucking hard time.
I will not give you a hard time since you did give me your last potion.
I took potion. I don't have no potion.
What, you're fucked, pal.
What'd you give me?
She didn't give you nothing.
Damn!
You just agreed.
You got hit in the head a little too hard.
Shit. We will protect you.
Okay? Why did they even come into this tavern?
Because you wanted a bowl of milk.
So as you go to do a sleight of hand, he has one bottle of scotch left in the kitchen.
Pocket it.
Okay.
You will pay him back, correct?
Yeah, I come here all the time, man.
Normal heads upstairs. He shakes his head and just walks right upstairs and locks himself in this room.
As you guys are continuing to converse and argue and do whatever you're doing, the men that came in have completely cleaned out the skeletons and the zombies, and they just walk out.
That's nice of them.
Cover it up, man.
Did they fix the hole?
Government.
Not yet. The hole's still there.
The skeleton's still there?
Nope. All the skeleton remains and the zombie remains are gone.
Just the hole.
The hole in the wall and the floor are still there, though.
Isindra's going to bed.
All right.
Fuck this shit.
Ain't got time for that.
Nah.
Eddie Arp moves some tables around to cover up the hole in the wall, or in the hole in the floor, so that no one falls in.
At this point, Zuggy creaks the door open, and looks in again. He stumbles out.
I must have drank too much. I thought I saw skeletons and zombies. I hid myself. Eddie Arp, am I drunk? I just had a big shit. Oh, God's had me. I could have sworn I saw some dead people. Am I seeing things? Am I too drunk? Can you help me upstairs? Come on, I gave you some pepper jack cheese.
And you're remembering he was told not to say anything. Tells him, no, I guess you were saying things, my friend. We'll go upstairs together.
Oh, well, I'm gonna need the help. But you're not sleeping in my room.
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure you're not one of those guys. You know, I've seen some people from the church. Some of them are pretty shady. You're not shady, are you? I gave you some pepper jack cheese.
Yo, sir. If there's anything that I still have left, it's my honor. My dignity.
Which god goddess do you follow?
Slars.
I'm
gonna change the name.
How you know?
Change the name.
The goddess of the sun and honor. That's a good goddess. All right, Eddie, lead the way because I'm too drunk to go upstairs. And my stomach still kind of hurts. Avoid that bathroom, by the way. Give it probably 2 hours.
We head upstairs. I drop him off in his room. And then I head to mine.
All right. Nomu?
I'm already in my room.
Nomu's asleep. Asuna went to sleep.
Asuna asleep.
I'm scratching the walls. And
Desiree down here drinking our scotch?
I am still drinking. I can't sleep, man.
You can drink in your room.
Now I'm stressed out. I don't know if I can fucking trust this guy. I can't guarantee my family's safety. And all I want to do is get away from her fucking mom. And now it's worse than it ever was. So stay my ass at home.
Desiree, you're the only one downstairs. You hear a door open near the kitchen. And Marvin slowly steps back out and he looks around.
I would advise you, Desiree, to go to your room now, please. I have to fix up my now half-destroyed tavern. Sure. You please allow me to take care of this.
No worries.
He seems a bit... Go ahead and make an insight check.
Right. Seems a little normal for you.
Yeah, a little calm.
I missed the box. Wait.
Oh, I could have been a nat 20.
You fucked it up.
17. You said plus insight? It's 5.
Okay. Desiree listens and looks at Marvin. He seems fairly calm for what just happened. He just came out of his room. He has a hole in his wall. He has a hole in the floor. There's a lot of commotion and screaming going on. He seems fairly calm, though, for it. He looks around again. He just shakes his head. He's,
I got more to clean up.
Did you, happen to hear what the hell just happened?
I didn't hear or see
nothing.
He leans in.
The Skull Reaver knows all. We do not talk about it. I'd advise you go upstairs and go to sleep.
Oh. Some Hail Hydra shit. During the scuffle, I lost my money, so my tab is...
Chest.
You seem to be missing a boob.
Don't push it.
Good night, Desiree.
Shit.
So Desiree goes up to her room for the night. And at that point, nothing else happens for the night. You're all, if you even try, able to get some decent rest. If at most, you're able to get a short rest, not a long. If obviously, the commotion's probably got you stirred up.
Yep.
This Skull Reaver has definitely shaken your boots.
Okay, it's got you by mind fire.
So at that point, we will end the session there. Until next time on Taverns and Caverns. Thank you.